David, your thoughts on today's game here in Lurgan?
So soon after the game, seriously disappointed. I thought our performance from 1-11 and from probably minute 1-90 wasn't at the level where it needed to be. And we spoke all week about Glenavon, and you know, credit to Glenavon, they deserved to beat us today, that's for sure. Created more chances, they seemed hungrier than us. And again, putting your finger on it, it's a hard one straight after a game. No doubt I'll probably assess and watch the game again. But my gut instinct probably is normally not far from the truth. And when I see it back again, I'll see that we were out muscle today, out strength. And second to so many first balls today. Conceded really, really soft goals. The first two goals, really soft goals. So if you come to a place like this, the way they play, and they put you under pressure, that's what can happen.
Makes the league table interesting, and a massive league game next Saturday.
Yeah, they're all big games now, and the players, me, the manager, we need to realise that we're in a position that, again, if given in and around Christmas to have a league going into the split games, we'd have taken it. We've got a seven point gap. Which isn't enough, considering some of the points that I felt that we probably should have probably done a wee bit better on. But we've a game Tuesday, a cup match, and then we have a big game next Saturday.
Irish Cup's a major priority. Tuesday night, we'll not underestimate them. Maybe a few changes, you know, for Tuesday night?
I think probably after today, some may need to play to regain that little bit of an edge to their game. Some will probably need a little bit of a break, but again, we'll assess that on Monday with the players and the squad and to see where we're at. Tuesday, yeah, the Irish Cup, it's always been a priority of the football club. So we'll put out whatever team that we put out should be competitive enough, should be professional enough. Some of the players will probably need a little bit of a break before the game on Saturday, but we'll see where we are on Monday. I'm speaking here, Andy, I'm disappointed, and I know people who would have watched today will be disappointed, but for me, I've got to remain positive. The players have to remain positives. They've given so much of late with their the physical challenges that's being put in front of us. So if we were given a little bit of an edge going into the split, we would have taken it. So we're there. We're coming into the really important part of the season when trophies are being handed out, and I've no doubt the players in the dressing room will react, respond, and come back even stronger.
This was always going to be a banana skin, but having got it to 3-2, you must have been disappointed that we couldn't have kicked on and got at least a point out of this one.
Yeah, again, we were probably fortunate at times, even when it was 2-1, that we weren't 3-1 behind sooner. When we got it back to 3-2, they had a couple of half chances. And again, that's a disappointing thing as a manager because, we always knew, no matter what situation Glenavon were going to be in, that they were going to be up for the fight. I just thought today, well, there was an edginess, a little bit of a nerviness, I don't know. But again, we'll speak during the week to the players and make sure that, Linfield have always been, certainly in my time here, they've always reacted, responded in a positive manner. And I've no doubt, come the game on Tuesday and the game next Saturday, that the players will react, respond, and we'll come back and prove everybody wrong.
Good luck for Tuesday night, and hopefully the start of a successful Irish Cup run.
Cheers, Andy.